Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Special guest joining us for the Gateway Pundit to give us an analysis of the incredible election fraud evidence coming out here in the next segment. First, I want to play a few minutes with John Voight talking about how he wasn't a Christian, didn't even believe in God, and then literally for the one time in his life heard the voice louder than day saying life isn't supposed to be easy, and just within that transmission he got so much more. And that's really the experience that I personally had when I was younger. You know, they said they're going to lock you up, you hear voices, but I've never really heard it a lot in my life, except like one time I'm like, watch out. And all of a sudden a guy runs around the corner and tries to mug me. That happened. I was like, who said watch out? And, I talked to another friend of mine who's a musician. He only had it happen once to him. He's a well-known musician. He was in LA when the big earthquake hit in the '80s. And, he heard like, watch out. He's laying in bed. He looks up. There's like an angel right there. Then the earthquake starts. Weird stuff, man. There's a lot going on in the universe. And the globalists know it. They want to keep you from it. Here's some of what Voight talked about with Tucker Carlson at his Florida studios, at his house. He's got the left all up in arms. Here it is.
A lot of trouble at one point. Had a divorce. Had some problems. And I was in this little house that I had. And I was really suffering for many reasons. My career was a little bit in flux at that time, and lots of things were going on. My relationship to my kids and wife and stuff. And I was on the floor. I found myself on the floor saying, it's so difficult. So difficult. I said it out loud. And I heard in my ear, it's supposed to be difficult. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Like a separate voice telling you that.
It's supposed to be difficult. A voice of wisdom, kindness, you know, clarity. I mean, it had so much resonance, this voice.
What a message. It's supposed to be difficult.
Can you imagine? I mean, this is it. And I will, boom, what? And I got up, and I can tell you, Tucker, that moment in time, at that time I knew, I said, you know, what it meant was, I'm not alone.
Yes.
Everything is known. Everything is known. I am known. That's what it meant to me. Whoa. This is...
Did you expect it? Were you calling out for God?
What? Expect it? No, but not be out. Now I have to proceed with my life, right? But I felt this tremendous energy. It's something, somebody's rooting for me. It's like, don't give up. It's like, you know, there's a purpose here. You know, you've got some ways, you got a ways to go, son. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you might imagine it meant, do you see? And I felt great. Whew. And so the next morning, I'm not a person who really prays with the idea that anybody's listening.
Yes.
Up to that moment, now I know we're covered, man. Everything we think, everything we say, everything.
All right, I know you all needed that message, and it's totally true. I've experienced similar things myself. I'll leave it at that. And as mad as I get at these globalists, we got to remember it's all in God's plan, and just give it to God. And believe me, I'm pointing fingers at myself when I say that. I'm the one that probably shouldn't even be on air today. I'm so freaking angry. The crew doesn't even deserve to have to be around this type of behavior. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful Deep Earth Crystal Iodine is.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Let me just say something here that I know you all get, but we need to really all put it at the front of our minds. And then research the information and then warn others. What does the coming COVID-19 lockdowns part two have to do with the midterms coming up in 16 months? And the answer is everything. They are never going to let us have a real election without us fighting for it. They are going to do the stupid mail-in ballots again so they can engage in fraud. You've seen that in Arizona. You've seen that in Georgia. Proven. Trump won. Boom. Trump's out today saying, why not decertify now? I mean, it's proven that they did this. Tucker Carlson's covered it, and he's not even, you know, wasn't a fan of that until he saw the proof. Joe Biden knows he stole it. The Democrats know they stole it. That's why they're in a panic to get H.R. 1 via the states. And now they've got the West Virginia senator, a conservative Democrat, coming out saying, oh, maybe he will support H.R. 1 again. So Jordan Cordenson joins us, or Conradson, excuse me, is a reporter for the Gateway Pundit who has been covering the various audits happening across the U.S. due to the 2020 presidential election. He is a Phoenix resident and has focused primarily on the Maricopa County audit. GatewayPundit.com is where you can find his great work. We really appreciate you coming on. I know you've been scanning the rest of the country, too, but let's look at what's happening in Georgia, the hearings yesterday, today, and what's coming out there. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Steve. Yes, great to be here. Well, like you said, with this mail-in ballot push, the new COVID strains, this is horrifying because in Georgia, they had serious mail-in ballot discrepancies. Out here in Arizona, they just found 74,243 mail-in ballots with no evidence that they were even mailed out to voters. So that's a great point.
Where to start with all of this? I mean, you've been writing about this throughout the saga.
It's where to start? It's insane.
Where should we start?
Honestly, I'm more covering the Arizona audit. I do know what's going on in Georgia, but Arizona is where it is hot. Literally, it's 115 degrees out here, and they are finding so many discrepancies in the 2020 election. And state senators are even calling for decertification already.
Roll through some of the findings.
So some of the findings, 10,000 voters were added to the voter rolls after Election Day and casted a ballot in 2020. More than 74,000 mail-in ballots don't have evidence that they were even sent out. The election server was breached. Remote access was available. The access logs were wiped in March. Original and duplicate ballots were not marked and cannot be verified. The number of votes certified does not match the total found, and the total number that Joe Biden supposedly won by was just about 10,500. Boris Epstein says that he's hearing the discrepancy in ballots is multiple of that.
And that's why Trump's saying, why not just decertify now? You're there in the middle of this.
Right.
Where does the process go now, and when are we going to get the final findings?
So now what the Senate audit team needs is the Splunk logs, the routers, the passwords. The county still refuses to comply and give those up. So what they're going to be doing now is going back with more subpoenas. And if the county does not comply with those subpoenas, they're going to have to enforce the subpoenas and possibly start indicting people and doing a criminal investigation.
And that's why the attorney general has said
what happened.
Exactly. And now the attorney general, Biden's attorney general, is saying he's ready to swoop in and try to block that. Talk about a constitutional crisis. The federal government should not be involved in local elections.
That's right. The federal government also should not be investigating citizens who are speaking out about the government. What is that? That's the biggest infringement on our First Amendment that we have seen ever. This is a legitimate concern for a lot of people. It's not conspiracy theory like they say it is. There is serious evidence, and they refuse to come forward to prove it wrong. They just say, no, it's wrong. It's false. Chairman Jack Sellers of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors actually released a statement where he literally just said, no, you're wrong. Didn't explain why. That's what they've been asking for. They're asking for answers as to why they are finding these things, what they can do to make sure that they're doing it correctly. And Maricopa does not want to help them. They do not want to tell them the truth. They don't want us to find out what happened on November 3rd. It's a come to Jesus moment. That's what Senator Kelly Townsend said. She would not want to cooperate either, because they're going to be going to prison for a long time if we find this was a fraudulent election that they certified.
Well, what we know we're seeing, whether it's Pennsylvania or Georgia or Michigan or there in Arizona, just all over, is Democrats en masse said Trump's evil, he's bad, and we're going to have these mail-in ballots. The Democratic Party said there's going to be a red mirage. Looks like Trump's going to win, but there'll be all these ballots come in after. And I even had my brother-in-law at the main Austin Library off Congress watching a man with hundreds of ballots, with him signing signatures and mailing them to another state. And this was witnessed all over. So this went on for days, even after the election, mailing these into these states that were still accepting them, still using them, and just waiving signature verification, waiving all the rules at so many levels. And now we know that, I'm sure you've seen all the stuff out of Georgia, where we now have confirmed what we already saw in video, where they pull the suitcases out when they claim the water main broke, it didn't break, and then they're running the same stacks all for Biden over and over again, and then those stacks are all filled in just for Biden, and then they fill out the big main tally forms all for Biden. I mean, this is crazy, and it's all on video.
That's right. It's insane, and the truth is finally coming out. We got brave patriots standing up all across the country. It's the freight train of audits, and it is in full steam across the nation. People are finally starting to realize, oh my gosh, the government might be lying to us. After COVID happened, after this election fraud scheme that they pulled, it's all so clear to us what's going on, and it's coming down. The truth is coming out.
What are they going to do? I mean, I guess they're saying they're going to have the Justice Department try to go in and block the indictment or the arrest of these officials that have been caught red-handed breaking the law.
That's right. Yes, they're sending in Democrat lawyers. They're sending in Department of Justice. They're sending in the Fed. They want to stop this. They don't want the truth to come out. They do not want to face the consequences of stealing this election, and they do not want us to have free and fair elections ever again. That's why they're trying to pass these bills like H.R. 1. That's why they're trying to scare us with this new COVID strain and get us back on the mail-in ballots strictly. It's absolutely absurd.
You've got a lot of observations to make, you know, being there at the audit center, tracking this, tracing this. What is the general feeling of people that have witnessed the fraud for themselves? It's overwhelming. The exact same type of fraud is being found everywhere else around the country. Other states are getting involved now, starting their audits. What is the sense of being right there at ground zero?
People are mad. They're mad because their right to vote was stolen from them. It is crazy. And now we have this administration that is totally reversing every single America First policy that President Trump enacted. And it's terrible for our country. This is going to be the crime of the century. And what they're doing right now, I want to tell you, they're recounting the ballots with a paper counting machine so that they can ensure that their results are 100% accurate and they have 100% evidence, because this is going to be the most litigated process in history. There's going to be just people coming out of the woodworks trying to fight against this, going crazy.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the Homeland Security report put out by the president, National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism, the puppet president. They say questioning the election, questioning lockdowns is terrorism. So they're really scared of the fact that they stole this election, that Biden is a dictator by fraud. All right, Jordan Conradson, thank you so much for joining us from the Gateway Pundit. Amazing job. All right, we're going to come back. Thank you, sir. We've got the latest when we come back. They're now injecting old people without their permission with the deadly shots. The Nazi war crimes continue.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Justice and love freedom, and you hate seeing tyrants get away with evil. It's very frustrating. Believe me, I know. But it's a balance. We need to be angry, but also understand God is in control. And when I'm pointing my finger at you, I want you to understand something. I'm pointing three back at me. I am so beyond angry at these people. I mean, I know they're criminals. I know they're evil. I know they're committing mass crimes. I know they've killed a bunch of people. I know they're starved to death tens of millions, and they're getting ready to do it on an even bigger scale. And I'll tell you why I'm angry, because I'm angry at myself. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated and all this stuff's coming true? It's horrible. I don't want to be vindicated. And as a man, I can't sit here and take this. I can't take them killing people in front of me and lying. And I can't take people telling me wear a mask. And I can't take people going along with all this ignorance anymore. And they know, Klaus Schwab has said, some people will be more angry. There will be an explosion. And you will accept the Great Reset. Which they've implemented the crisis, but they will pose as the savior. Universal guaranteed income, total tracking, total control, forced inoculations, people dying left and right from the shots. I mean, this is dystopia. So if a neighbor came over and tried to hurt one of my children, I would have the strength to literally tear their head off. And I like my neighbors. But these people all do it through the filter of the media and the law firms and the system and through their BS and through the public's ignorance, and they are just assaulting us. They are hurting us. Take the head of the World Health Organization, Tedros. Now, I could talk for 10 hours about this monster pig. You know, when you see a Charlie Munger, you see a British health minister, you see Bill Gates' lawyer, or you see any of them, you see James Comey, you see Clapper, you see Brennan. Do you know they're all part of the Communist Party International? And then you wonder why they're all doing this. So they'll have National British TV on, and the health minister, they're asking, well, why do you want things locked down permanently? Is that because you're a communist? Well, the fact that I'm a communist has nothing to do with this. Oh, really? Why do you think for 61 years they've been on lockdown in Cuba? Because that's what communists do. Look up the head of the WHO. He oversaw genocide in his own country. That's what the UN does. That's who they put in charge. Why do you think Bill Gates put him in charge? That's who runs the WHO. So look at this town hall article. In a stunning reversal, dun, 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 WHO chief says ruling out COVID lab leak theory was premature. Because, see, Trump was saying that early, and it was Fauci and the globalists did it. Now they know that all the scans of it are out. They can't hide it. And so now he knows that he needs to at least sound like he has credibility because the truth's coming out. But, see, up until a month ago, if you said it came out of a lab on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere, you would be banned. And they had press conferences saying, we need to ban people who say that. Just like Psaki's up there now saying, we want these 12 groups banned. There are these 12 organizations that are questioning vaccines. Yeah, doctors and scientists and epidemiologists, preeminent people. But they could be a crazy homeless man. They have a right to say what they want. But you sit up there for Big Pharma and the UN and Bill Gates and try to suffocate us and try to keep us from warning people. You are aiding and abetting in murder, Jen Psaki. You're a murderer now, Jen Psaki. and I put you on notice. You are engaged in warfare, open warfare against humanity, and so are all your controllers. And so I'm just here to let the world know they've declared war on us, and they're starting to fight. They're going to lose. So now, oh, my God, the UN has reversed themselves. It's stunning of a lying communist. Senator Hawley, big tech acting like arms of the government. It's scary stuff. Yeah, it's been going on. Now it's out in the open. Psaki's up there on TV admitting the whole thing because Congress has done nothing. Nothing. I want to see action. I want to see it now. I want to see you call these criminals out. But they don't. More censorship. White House flags Facebook anti-vax misinformation. Post for Facebook. Oh, we're flagging it. We're tattling. We're God. We control what people can say. Oh, we're not surveilling you. Oh, we're not spying on you. Oh, we're not censoring you. We're just surveilling and spying and censoring you. Macron didn't say you can't leave your house and go to a grocery store unless you've had the vaccine. I mean, he did say it, but here's Psaki, clip 5. There's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation. That's how it always starts. If we could just get rid of them, well, then everybody knows you're not allowed to, you know, talk about your dead daughter that took it. And you don't talk about your dead daughter. I'm Psaki. Here it is.
So about, I think this was a question asked before, there's about 12 people who are producing 65% of anti-vaccine misinformation on social media platforms. All of them remain active on Facebook, despite some even being banned on other platforms, including Facebook, ones that Facebook owns. Third, it's important to take faster action against harmful posts. As you all know, information travels quite quickly on social media platforms. Sometimes it's not accurate, and Facebook needs to move more quickly to remove harmful, violative posts. Posts that will be within their policies for removal often remain up for days. That's too long. The information spreads too quickly. Finally, we have proposed they promote quality information sources in their feed algorithm. Facebook has repeatedly shown that they have the leverage to promote quality information. We've seen them effectively do this in their algorithm over low-quality information, and they've chosen not to use it in this case, and that's certainly an area that would have an impact. So these are certainly the proposals. We engage with them regularly, and they certainly understand what our asks are.
So she says this is low quality. She doesn't even say it's not true. Just low quality. But you're going to then put in your feed what she says. You're going to put in your feed what she wants, which is the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Big Pharma. So you have the press secretary is not dealing with the press in America and answering questions about the White House. No, no, no. She's up there as the information czar, the state-run media, directing everyone and saying, we're going to be in your text messages and we're going to control that. That was on Monday. We're not going to let you talk about election stuff. We're not going to let you talk about, you see, it's everything, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you wake up and you're in this tyranny, and it's like Bill Maher said, well, you know, it's one thing to censor Republicans on Google, but ivermectin, it's not a party. I want to know about a drug for me. Sorry, you don't get to have it like that, Bill Maher. He gets that now. So see how dangerous this is? First it's Alex Jones, and 3 years later it's the President of the United States, and now you can't talk about a drug that's 99% effective because Big Pharma runs the show and is trying to make us take something in our body and says they're sending contact tracers to our house and are announcing new lockdowns because we're not essential, but don't worry, we'll all go bankrupt and be put on a universal guaranteed income, forced on welfare, so they can control even more of what we do with our lives. Like Obama's former head of Health and Human Services just said, she said, you don't get to leave your house or have kids. We're like, well, that's tyranny. She goes, well, that's just the way it is. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale.
And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns. And so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months. So get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm in my cold cell.
I'll tell you why I'm so angry.
The bell.
Imagine knowing that you've read hundreds and hundreds of books, thousands of documents, hundreds of thousands of news articles, and you've done tens of thousands of interviews, and you understand a subject completely, and you know that your society is being walked to the gallows pole to be hung in front of you, and you along with it, and it's so stupid. We should be able to stop it. We should reject these people totally, but they move slowly, they censored, they dumbed people down, they got control, they trained us to accept their abuse, and now they're taking everything over. They'll soon have all the cities, all the police, all the district attorneys, they've got the FBI, they've got the CIA. Almost every veteran I talk to are awake and upset. They know exactly what's going on. I know a lot of people that have gotten out of all the counterterrorism teams and all the most elite units in the military because they understand they're going to be given orders to go after the American people. I mean, this is really bad what's going on. I mean, it's in the news that they're preparing for war against gun owners, veterans, and those that question elections and those that question lockdowns, and they say we're terrorists. Well, that means they're going to stage stuff and say we did it. I mean, this is all very elementary what's happened. This is a classic takeover. They've stolen the election. They plan to never let there be a real election again. And America is on hospice. And it's going to get a lot worse after that happens because the average leftist will submit to anything they're told to do. Now, there is a big awakening taking place in places like Los Angeles and New York. And I have a lot of prominent friends that live in L.A. And I was instrumental in twisting a lot of people's arms to at least move to Texas. Not that Central Texas is perfect, but the areas around it are pretty awake. And I remember telling a good friend of mine, well, I'll just say it, he doesn't care, Eddie Bravo, when he and Joe and I were having dinner a month ago or so, and he said, well, they're going to take restrictions off now. And he said, if they try to bring them back, I'm going to move out. And I said, Eddie, they're going to remove the restrictions for a month or two, but it's a permanent martial law like Cuba. It's never going to be released. They're only going to slightly release it and tighten it back down. You have to understand you've got to get out now before a year passes, and they're going to have a permanent martial law after the next lockdown. I believe they'll release a really bad bioweapon, and then you've got to be where you're going to be. And I didn't get into details. Well, I got into details with him, but I'm not going to tell you on air what I'm ready to do. It's totally peaceful. But I mean, I'm ready to get out of here. And if I have to get out of here, I'm getting out of here. And I'll just leave it at that. But not everybody's got access to aircraft. But I know enough people around here that are smart and know what's going on, and they've already moved out. I mean, I know Patriot Texas billionaires. I know people that are just as smart as I am or smarter. I didn't need to tell them years before this even happened to move out in the country and get helicopters and get, you know, aircraft that could take off and land in the brush, but that are long range. I mean, let me explain something to everybody. I remember 16 years ago, I was in a major Hollywood producer's house. He's made a lot of the big movies with Denzel Washington. I'll leave it at that. And this other big director comes over, who I'd actually known through Rick Linklater, who's a different director and producer. And I've told this story, you know, in part before, but he said, man, Alex, you're more right than you know. I'm not at liberty to tell you everything, but James Cameron is going to put out Avatar. And then he's probably not going to really do anything else anymore. He's moved to New Zealand. He thinks there's basically a depopulation event coming. And what do you know about rich people moving to New Zealand? And I said, well, I know they want to depopulate. I didn't even know that New Zealand was the place. Now that everybody knows that, you know. He goes, what do you know about Kauai, Hawaii? What do you know about Tasmania? This is a rich Hollywood producer, and I'm at another rich Hollywood producer director's house, famous name. Father was very famous as well. And they're trying to pick my brain about this, and I'm like, you guys know more about this than I do. That was 16 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. That what do you know about the collapse that's coming? What do you know? Then I've told this story. That's how I got to meet John Wayne's son, just briefly. I met some folks at a camp out who were scientists. They said, we used to be big liberals, but you're so right. The depopulation's coming very soon. Because at the time, Obama was thinking about pulling the trigger, but he almost did it. And they said, look, it's going to be a total collapse of everything. It's all that they're going to use a virus as the cover. And I had small children at the time. And he said, yeah, why don't you and your son Rex come out sometime and you can, you know, we'll have a kid camp out at our house on the river out in the town outside Austin. And it's like Mayberry out there. And I got to talk to the guy a little bit more and hung out with him a few other times. But the point was, is that they were microbiologists. And again, John Wayne's family lived next door. They were moving to Costa Rica they said, hey, that was good. They all knew about it. They're like, hey, Alex, yeah, I like your show. Hey, none of this is going to be here in a few years if Obama has his way, but regardless, you need to get out of the U.S. And I'm like, what's coming up? They said, I'll shake your hand, see you later, bye-bye. And they were, like, moved out a week later, I was told. So everybody's already been evacuating Texas. So everybody's running from California thinking they're going to be safe. And microbiologists, who, by the way, had a big, nice house and a big piece of property on a river next door to John Wayne's family. I mean, these are successful people in the system. These are Hollywood producers, directors, microbiologists, and they are all like, yeah, of course you're right. Like they thought I knew more than I even knew. So, I mean, I'm telling you stuff that's old news, folks. Very, very old news. And they believe there's going to be a collapse because of overpopulation. So they're triggering it early to control the collapse and a controlled demolition. And they believe save the earth by depopulating. And so whether you're for that or not, you understand most of us are dead. So, I mean, I you understand, next time we're not going to be here in 5 or 10 years. We don't slow this down or stop it going, oh, look, Alex is right again. Isn't he amazing? You're going to be dead. And the billionaires are building bunkers in London, billionaire, you know, here and there. No. This is going to be all over the world. I know they're building a lot of stuff in the middle of nowhere with private jet landing strips. We're talking 300, 400 miles over the Canadian border in the middle of nowhere where there's not even a small town for 100 miles. Now, why would rich people be going and doing that and digging in? Well, they talk to their contractors. They talk to other Hollywood people. They tell them. They said the big event's coming. The big event's coming. You better get ready. You better get ready. Well, now we know. It's the Great Reset. It's the whole deal. And so they have set all this up, ladies and gentlemen, and they're carrying it out. And so I'm sad to have to get up here and, you know, give you all this gloom and doom, but we better get our governors together. We better get our legislatures together. We better get the military together. We better get everybody together and recognize that every increment of this collapse you go along with, it gets worse. Because they want to do a test, make sure we don't rebel, then do a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. That's what this is. They're tying us down right now like a spider so they can then eat us. So you don't want to comply with any of it. You've got to say no, because this is very violent to say you're non-essential. It's very violent to say that you're a bad person. It's very violent to say you're a disease carrier and make you wear a mask. It's very oppressive. And it's going to destroy the police and the military and the FBI and the bureaucrats and the judges and the school teachers and everyone that goes along with it. So you better get upset. You better demonstrate. You better go to City Hall. You better go to the legislatures. You better go peacefully to D.C. and the Capitol. You better talk to the congressman that lives next door. You better talk to the legislator. You better get up in front of your church. You better scream from the rafters and the hilltops and the valleys, because this is it. This is the beginning of the controlled demolition. Everybody's freaking out going, how'd you know they're going to lock down again? How'd you know they bring masks back? It's in the damn plan. We're following an exact plan that when we resist, they back off. And then when we stop resisting, they move forward. We've got to overtake them.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how this deep normality settles down over me. I'm not bored or unhappy.
We are being habituated to martial law, to lockdowns. Home arrest. We must start planning for a permanent pandemic, Bloomberg. God almighty. I never even saw that article. These people are so sick. No one's allowed to be sick. No one's allowed to have a cold. If you are, you're disappeared. We lock society down, saying humans are broken, saying humans are a failed species, and so now robots and computers must take over for us because we're fallen physically. That was the Looking Forward to the End of Humanity Wall Street Journal last year. It said COVID shows us we're a failed species. Failed because we get sick? Failed because you cook something up in a lab and the very groups that did it we got to bow down to? What you don't get is you're creating your dystopia and posing as the saviors. And your own human military is waking up to you long before you get your robot centurions in place. And you globalists are not going to get away with hiding out in your bunkers in Canada and in Hawaii and in New Zealand and Australia. I will assure you. Stop assaulting us. Stop releasing viruses. Stop starving people to death, you murderers. You greedy bastards. Let me show you a Reddit feed. There's hundreds of pages of this. We just randomly printed one of the pages here. This is out of L.A., an L.A. Reddit account. I am fully vaccinated. Everyone I know is vaxxed. I stayed inside for 14 months. I never got COVID. I voted for Biden. I pay my taxes, which allows the U.S. government to help develop, distribute vaccines at home and abroad. I am not wearing a GD mask anymore that I'm also not wearing a helmet while I drive my car. You're a chump. The U.S. government doesn't run our vaccine program. Bill Gates and the eugenicists do. It was never going to protect you. You can't create a vaccine for the cold virus. You can only create it for the spike protein, which is in our body. But you didn't want to listen to the head of the EU advisory board, Wolfgang Wudarg, Dr. Wudarg. You didn't want to listen to Dr. Yedon, the former head scientist at Pfizer. You don't want to listen to me when I had a chance to meet, happenstance, with the head of a major biotech company 8 months ago. And then when my lawyers found out that he talked to me, they freaked out and made me swear and say I wouldn't say his name. I'm not going to say his name. And my lawyers go, oh, let me tell you the rest of it. He said it's deadly poison, it's super bad, and you shouldn't take it, and it's going to kill people with a spike protein. Blah, blah, blah. And then one of the lawyers still took the damn stuff. So, that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. Is it's all out in the open. This person's like, I voted for Biden. I stayed inside. I wore my mask. I took my shot, and now I'm not free. No, when you participate in your own enslavement and our enslavement, the enslavers never let you go willingly, Dumbo. Another person says, took the words right out of my mouth. The vaccines were supposed to be the end game. The end game. You don't know how true you are about the end game. Another person says, sucks to be fooled, isn't it? Congratulations, you're the first person I've ever upvoted whose comment contained the phrase, I voted for Biden. And Trump got on board with the damn bandwagon, too. He's got big problems. The point is that we need to get past partisanship and understand it's about medical rights, it's about the Nuremberg Code, and it's about Cuba. This tells you everything you need to know. The UN's not saying anything about communist Cuba because they like communism. Finally, the White House has been forced to say, okay, communism is a failed system. Really, why are you recreating it here? But here's the answer by Ben Warren on Infowars.com. Communism failed. Cuba lifts food, medicine, customs restrictions after mass unrest. Why would they restrict you bringing food or medicine in? Because they want control. They want you on a short leash. I mean, if you get to have medicine and you get to have food, you might get a little uppity and decide you might actually want to run the government. You might actually want a real election. Don't tell Black Lives Matter. Their national chapter has endorsed the government cracking down. But did the Cubans get to have some food? Because they're all real skinny. Because they kissed some butt. No, because the government's scared and knows they're about to be overthrown. And because hundreds of thousands of Cubans got in their boats and drove down to the 10-mile marker, and they know at one point are going to start coming across, they're going to have to sink their boats with machine guns, and then the whole civil war is going to start. And then the commies are going to go to prison. Oh, but Cuba, they love the lockdown. They've had over a year of lockdown there, too. Oh, they loved COVID-19. So did North Korea. Oh, it's such a good reason to lock everybody down. Stop going along with the Kabuki theater. Stop going along with the BS. Stop buying into the New World Order. They want you to need them. They want to control you. They want to dominate your life. Now, let's hit something really important in how we fight back. It's time to fight back with the First Amendment. It's time to fight back with action. It's time to fight back with the truth. One of our listeners had a great idea and sent it in to us, so we did it up and we made it. And here it is. Door knockers, no solicitation. Big old broad sticker. Or you don't peel the sticker off the back and you just tape it up on your front door. Door knockers, no solicitation. This property charges $50 per minute to listen to any vaccine/medical advice. Payment required in advance. By knocking or ringing our doorbell, you agree to the terms stated above. Learn more. Visit Infowars.com. It's a big, giant sticker. It's, what, about a foot long and 9 inches tall, and like over a foot long, 13 inches. And you get 10 other stickers with it. Alex Jones was right. Life is fire with its beauty. All of them say InfoWars.com. Masks are for slaves and criminals. InfoWars.com. Legalize freedom. InfoWars.com. Arrest Bill Gates. InfoWars.com. Arrest Fauci. InfoWars.com. COVID-19 is a hoax. InfoWars.com. Vaccines kill. InfoWars.com. Freedom lives. InfoWars.com. Hit your neighborhood in legal and lawful areas and put up your sign today. Or stick them up as local notices. I mean, this is civil disobedience. They're breaking all the laws. They're attacking us. They're injecting people with experimental Nuremberg Code violating things. I'm not telling you what to do, but I personally am going to climb up on some billboards and spray paint messages this weekend. I've done it before. I'm going to get aggressive. Gloves are off. I'm going out this weekend with hundreds of stickers myself, and I put them up all over the city. I've done it before, and I know you're doing it too. It's time to bullhorn. I'm going to drive around and bullhorn this weekend. I'm going to explain to all these idiots that Lockdown 2 is coming. Even though they lined up and took their poison shots, and what is it going to take for them to finally get out of the mind control they're under? $9.95 for the 11 stickers, the big giant one and the others. And the little bit of money we get from that will then fund the operation. No reviews yet, because it just went live today. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. No solicitation, door sticker is the name of the page at InfoWarsStore.com. If you would like to find that. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, X2 is deep earth crystal high quality iodine. And we've had a lot of trouble keeping it in stock, and it is amazing. It's the opposite of the fluoride, the bromine. It's critical to your immune system, critical to libido, to fertility. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, and infertility, and other illnesses because they don't have enough iodine. The globalists bombard you with bad halogens. They keep the good halogen iodine from you. This is the best you're going to find. We're selling out of the spray bottle. We're selling out of the dripper bottle. One is 60% off. One is 40% off. It's the exact same bottle, exact same iodine. There's different spray tops. 60% off the spray bottle. 40% off the dropper bottle. At that rate, we're going to sell out hell by Monday on the spray bottle. It'll take a week more or so to sell out the dropper bottle, but I want you to get it. I want you to have it. I want you to experience it. Look at that. 98% reviews out of 6,000 plus reviews, 4.9 stars on X2. We've been selling it for 9 years, and it is game-changing. Take it under the tongue or just spray it in your mouth, and then it aerosolizes good. A little bit of it gets into your lungs. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's also antibacterial, antiviral. It's just amazing. And ours is the purest, highest quality you're going to find anywhere. We also have our new super green fiber capsules, supercharging you with all the amino acids and a ton of vitamins and minerals. InfoWarsStore.com. This is high-end greens at a very, very low price, $19.95. And I want to thank you for keeping us on air. It totally pisses off all the New World Order scum that literally think the planet's theirs and think we're not essential. We got news. We're essential. We're standing around and we're fighting. You keep assaulting us, you're going to be destroyed.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.